Kate Gushaheen teacher Hannah McCarty was one of two untenured district teachers who did not get a contract for this coming year. At the same time, the district also laid off an English and drama teacher at the high school and eliminated the middle school librarian position. The librarian, Carrie Sagel, is a tenured teacher also qualified to instruct science. At the last school board meeting, it looked like she was going to move into a vacant science job at Blatchley. Instead, Sagel is going into a grant-funded job where she will become the Family Connectedness Coordinator, focused on early literacy and family engagement. That means Kate Gushaheen teacher Tony Conforti will now take the Blatchley science job, and once laid off and now rehired teacher Hannah McCarty will take his position at Kate. But while this is a partial positive for staffing, there's still a big question mark over the Blatchley library. What to do with a library without a librarian? Although she's leaving the position, former Blatchley librarian Carrie Sagel explained why a library was essential, even run by a paraprofessional rather than a certified teacher. Some of her reasons were purely practical, like ordering and shelving books, and running the Reading as Fundamental program, and just keeping the library open for the 50 to 60 kids who go there during every lunchtime. And some of her reasons were not practical at all, but no less critical to the well-being of Sitka's diverse student population.
I see more and more that libraries are the place for kids that are more on the margin. Poor kids, gay kids, artistic kids, kids who are escaping something. I could go on. It's what I've observed, especially in the last many years.
In addition to the Blatchley Library, the district's other likely gap in services next year will be in programs funded by the 21st Century Learning Center grant. Superintendent Mary Wagner delivered the unhappy news that Sitka had not been awarded another five-year grant.
It was over $300,000 a year for us, a full-time person, plus money to pay really quality staff to work with them, as well as partner with SAFE and Sitka Sound Science Center and some of our partners. It helped support their work with our students after school, and it's gone as of the end of June 30th.
21st Century Learning Centers had been created in four of Sitka's buildings: Baranoff Buddies, Keats Glow, Growing and Learning Opportunities, Blatchley After School Time, aka BLAST, and Pacific High's LEAP, Learning Extensions and Alternatives Program. The district has had the grant for at least the last 9 years. Wagner said that letters have been sent home to affected parents so they can start making plans for after school. Parents at Sitka High will also be receiving information about changes to the so-called integrated math curriculum planned for next year. Although the content will be the same, the classes will revert to the names Algebra 1, Geometry, and Algebra 2, and the materials that go home with students will resemble the more traditional approach to math learned by parents. High school principal Laura Rogers thought it was a win-win.
There's a great deal of belief in the core math program as a whole and offering that curriculum, because it does use an approach that's very inquiry-based and very project-based. It's supported by the National Science Foundation. And I think for a lot of our students, especially those that move into math and science careers, it's worked really well. But there were some concerns on the other side that parents at home, because it is different from what they were seeing in the past, did not always have the ability to help their students.
Board members Eric Van Sice and Elias Erickson were skeptical about trying to disguise the new controversial curriculum as something traditional. Board President Jed McNichol, however, saw things differently.
My personal opinion is I want to resist the urge to think of, you know, the traditional math and the new math. Like they're this dichotomy, you know, these two things, and we're choosing one over
right.
the other. I mean, math education should have changed, you know, for all of us. It should be different than it was for us, because the world has changed.
And before adjourning for the rest of the summer, board member Cass Pook contributed some humor to the record in remembering former member Dr. Tom Conley, who died in April. Pook said one of her favorite stories was from his time in medical school when one of his professors asked him to carry a cadaver leg in his car.
But he got a flat tire on the way, so the troopers asked him if he needed help. And he said, sure. So he opened the trunk and there was his leg. And so the trooper wanted to know where the rest of the body was.
I won't spoil the story for you. Just know that even though he became a doctor, Conley always had a good toehold on the law. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.